Greetings. This is Maitri, Wabi-Sabi Woman, coming to you from the coast of North Carolina on Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. And it is about 10 minutes to 5 in the afternoon. I'm a little later in the day recording again because I had to go out this afternoon. I had therapy this afternoon. And I have been moving kind of slowly since I got back. I had a good therapy session, but one where we went over a lot about anxiety, which seemed to be present for me again today. Not bad, but as I said to Helene, it's like if I were driving the car, anxiety is always in the passenger seat. Always there, present somehow, maybe at the edge of things where it's not a real presence, but somehow at the edge. And today it kind of got to me when I was driving there. But I'm home and I'm looking forward to this evening because my daughter Rachel is coming. And we're going to have dinner and watch a movie, and that will be lovely. That's something I look forward to very much. So after I record the podcast, I have to mop the kitchen floor. Oy, why I ever thought a white tile floor would be a good idea, I do not know. I was not thinking. It was not on my radar when I was staying in the little house that they put me in with the dogs after the fire, where we were from March till the beginning of October. We were in a hotel, one of those Marriott kind of things where you can stay for a week, and they have little kitchen facilities and whatever family kind of places. They put me up in one of those for a month after the fire in February, and then the beginning of March got me into a little house on the other side of town. And from that place, they were back and forth with me all the time, picking out tile for the floor and colors for the walls, and, you know, as you do when a house is being rebuilt. And I wanted a colored tile floor, but the used to be years ago where you could get all kinds of different color tile, but not so much anymore. There were like white and off-white and gray and I don't know, just kind of mundane colors, and I thought white would be pretty, look clean, and there are little kind of salmon colored accent tiles. But it is a big kitchen floor. It is a big white kitchen floor in a house with three pugs. And my boy pugs have a tendency to have little accidents in the house. When you rescue dogs that come out of bad situations, you often have issues, and we have potty issues sometimes, little tinkle issues, and so I'm always having to clean up after things, and the floor gets dirty, and it's just very hard to keep nice and clean, but I've got to get that done before Rachel comes over with our dinner, so I have that ahead of me, and I am, because I am kind of nervous, I am losing a thread as far as what I would like to talk to you about, but I just want to be very present because the podcasts have become like a daily practice for me. They're very important to me. I really like to be able to reach out to you. If you're on the other side of this listening, I really want to be able to reach out with you as if we were sitting down, having a cup of tea, and able to be with one another and talk about the things that matter, talk about the things that are important in our lives. And so I will tell you some of my concerns today as I went to therapy. Helene said, "What are you anxious about?" And I said, "One of the things that I'm anxious about is the work that I'm doing, that I'm trying to weave together with my wabi-sabi work." And I'm sorry, I seem to have a dog coughing in the background. Live with three pugs, gonna get some pug noise in the podcast. Sorry about that, folks. With the work that I'm doing, I wonder if wabi-sabi, while it is really important to me and something that's played a big role in my life, if it's something, and I said this at the end of the podcast yesterday or the day before, that I worry that it isn't too esoteric a concept, that people will see it and not know what it is, and so kind of tune it out. And also, being that there are a lot of people teaching all manner of writing and journal courses, I am, while my focus is different, it is still a journal writing class, or a writing course. And I have to try to figure out if this is something that I think will have enough merit to warrant enough people wanting to sign up for it. It is a difficult thing when you have to work from home and you're going to work online and you're going to create something that will be the income that you need to help take care of yourself, but you also want to be creating something that will be meaningful in other people's lives. You have to bring together all these threads and bits and pieces of what it is that you can do into a business. And I feel a little afraid about doing this, even though these are things that when I left the house more, I did a lot of teaching, decades of teaching, and I've been writing for 40 years as well. And yet, when you have to all of a sudden at near 63 years old support yourself doing this kind of thing, anything in the arts, it is really a scary proposition. And so I'm sitting here kind of baring my soul and a little afraid doing it and thinking that this is a podcast that people are going to think, what in the world was she going on about? But I think that a lot of us have worries and concerns, and these are mine right now, here today. And so, as I get ready to go in to mop the floor, I will just say that I thank you for bearing with me and being present with me and sitting with me as I go through a day that has been a little bit of a hard one, but all will be well, and I hope that you're having a good day, that you've been able to hold on and have a good day today yourself. And I do send you so much love, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.